hopscotching each other, going to various different theaters, and there's crews fitting them up, and then they cast right in, and then the performance crew all have to tech it and do it. I mean, for them, for those guys, it's an unbelievable undertaking. I mean, you know, the cast have to get on there every night and deliver that show and deliver that play on the level that, that Sam sort of, you know, set for it early on, you know. And then the crew really had to, you know, had to build and take down and establish a set and work with the local crews again. So for the subject of documentary was going through this huge journey on a weekly basis, this huge sort of traveling circus, this traveling sort of, you know, operation. And so the sort of satellite production, if you like, of our film production had to, I mean, it had to sort of stay alongside. We didn't go to all the countries. I think there was 3 countries we didn't visit with them. And so we had a little bit more breathing space, a little bit more flexibility, but it was kind of bonkers. I mean, I remember, you know, we'd be finishing shooting at the theater at midnight, you know, and then I'd get home and I'd have 2 interviews to prep for the next day whilst looking after the crew, and then getting up in the morning, finding, you know, getting locations and everything set for those interviews, going to that, you know. So it was kind of nonstop. I remember when we got to China, I think everyone was feeling a little exhausted at that stage, both my crew and the theatre company, but all in pretty, taking pretty well in good spirits. We got to China, and I do remember, like, the sort of physical symptoms of exhaustion were really beginning to kick in. You know, people were having canker sores, and, you know, just kept coming down with coughs and flus and colds, and it was just a little bit exhausting, but somehow pushed through, and you know, when they got to, by the time everyone got to Sydney, and it was